This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Wednesday, March 16th. God's word for you today is from God. Our scripture reading is taken from Isaiah 43, verse 19, which says, "For I am about to do something new. See, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make a pathway through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland." Yesterday, we highlighted two things that can stand in the way of thinking big, and they are self and fear. Do you know that some people do not see limitations? And it is not that they have not been burnt or experienced betrayal or experienced disappointment, but despite all that, they always get up and dream bigger. They always get up and interact with dreams. Case in point, Joseph. His first dream was about chefs bowing down to him, and this got his brothers really angry with him. Then he had a second dream about the sun, the moon, and stars bowing to him. At this point, his brothers probably said, "We are going to sell this boy." Even when they sold him, Joseph was still dreaming big. He refused to interact with Potiphar's wife because he was dreaming big. People that had dreams came to him with their dreams. With all Joseph had experienced with dreams, one would think he would just run away. Dreams got him into prison. He should not want to have anything to do with dreams. But not Joseph. He interpreted the first dream, then the second, until he interpreted the biggest dream of the land, the king's dream. You cannot stop dreaming. You have to dare to dream again. Stretch that curtain of your imagination. You have met a wall, and I know it is painful, but shake it off and dream again. It does not cost anything to dream. Just let your mind soar. So how is this thing going to happen? God tells us in Ephesians 3 verse 20, God can do anything, you know, far more than you could ever imagine or guess or request in your wildest dreams. He does it not by pushing us around, but by working within us. Your dream is going to happen by God working within you. When it comes to things like this, there are always two categories of people. The first category is people that say, "Dream big, yes, let's go for it." The second category is people that say, "Do we have to dream big? Can't we just live a normal average lives, pay bills, pay school fees, grow old and die? Why must we just keep pushing boundaries?" And I get you, but whether you are for or against dreaming big, God is saying He wants to do great things through you. Whether you are a big dreamer, or you consider yourself as an average dreamer, or you are no dreamer, God still wants to do great things in you. And the things He wants to do are boundless, limitless. Do you believe it? God actually wants to do great things with you. It may not look like it, or you may even be feeling stuck. However, that is why you are here, where He can say these things to you. God is saying to you today, "I want to do great things in and through you." Do you receive it? 2 Corinthians 3 verse 5 says, "Not that we are adequate in ourselves, so as to consider anything as having come from ourselves, but our adequacy is from God." Whether we are big dreamers or we are no dreamers, our adequacy is from God. This is what is known as humble confidence. Let us pray. Father, I surrender. Let your will be done in me. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. we invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.